And it is 9:30 on a Wednesday morning, an opportunity for another Community Connection program. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Chris, with Susan Albert. She is, among other hats that she wears, marketing director for, I'll use the long term, OK Mozart, but they're actually going by the brand name OKM Music. So we'll use the term two interchangeably because we're still used to the old name. But first of all, thanks for coming in, Susan.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Christmas time is an important part in our community. And over the last few years, the organization has expanded, I'll say, well out of the bounds of about a week or so in June. You've moved to concerts in your own auditorium. You've gone out to Oktoberfest and other activities and celebrating Christmas time now with the Christelmarkt.
Yeah, and this is a first for us.
Right.
This is the first time, the Chris Kindle Market. And it's inspired by the 16th century German Chris Kindle Market.
Right.
And there's a lot of those around. Sure. You've probably heard Chicago has a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very festive. It's a place where you can come and shop and sip a little traditional glue wine, which is what, it's kind of like mulled wine.
Right.
That's the traditional European wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have other drinks too, kids' drinks, plus we'll also have beer and wine and coffee, of course.
And in many occasions, there's some art projects being done. It's kind of grown out of the craftsmen were, you know, painting the subject, and then the one they just finished is for sale, and then somebody else might be working on a pottery project.
Yeah.
And so it was a multi-day affair back in, like you said, in historic time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may see some strolling musicians and a few other things along the way. So it really is a festive event.
Yeah, and we will have strolling carolers as well as some on the stage. I'll go ahead and mention those while we're talking about it. We've got local high school students, the EMS carolers, E5 carolers, plus Brett Pellegrino, Camden Cotner, and Anna Pennington, or Parrington. I can't read my own writing.
I believe it's Pennington, but we'll find out when they show up.
And then we've also got the Tulsa caroling group, Whitney Peters. Besides the carolers, we've also got entertainment through Jeff Cawthon. I think a lot of people are familiar with him. He's a local ventriloquist and magician, and he's worked up some new acts.
Great.
Just for this event with the Christmas theme.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun to see. And we also are going to have some storytelling by St. Nicholas.
Great.
Yeah. So we have a kids' tent too. We've got about 20 vendors that will be set up. They have local artisans selling handmade gifts. I can rattle off a few of the.
Let's go here. Let's have a few of those. We won't make the whole list because I know it can run a while, but give us some highlights as you see them.
Yeah, like boutique clothing, handmade wooden items, all natural soaps, handcrafted jewelry, embroidery, crocheted items, watercolors, candles, pottery, mugs, bath and skincare products, Scentsy products, plus Christmas-themed gifts also.
So,
like
some local merchants and also some craftspeople that are producing their own, in this case, painted or wood-carved items. So
So handmade items too, as well as others.
Mm-hmm.
But children's books too, and we also have a kids' tent. Just for the kids again, like we did in Oktoberfest, all free activities for the kids. They can make Christmas ornaments. We've got a couple different ornaments they can make, plus a globe, kind of like a snow globe they can make. And they have a beanbag toss that's always fun. It's throw your beanbag through a snowman. We've got a big snowman carved out. You can get your face painted, of course, the puppeteer. And the story time is for the kids, too. We also have, they can get their picture taken behind a cutout. We've got a cutout of Santa and his reindeer, plus some gingerbread men. So that's always fun. You know, it has the hole in the cutout for your face.
I can see a lot of social media posts going upwards shortly after those pictures are taken so that the whole world can see what's going on in Bartlesville.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of fun things. We're even going to have falling snow That's kind of the big thing in Bartlesville this year is snow. Have you noticed that?
Well, I was up in Dewey for their blizzard on Saturday. Right. About 6,000 people showed up for that. And it was a great day in the park and, of course, also along Don Tyler. So we've already done it once. Let's do it again.
That's right. So we're going to have some falling snow. And then, of course, the chamber is going to have ice skating. So
That opens up on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other things to do downtown, people can come downtown for that. For the Chambers, Christmas in the Ville, all that will start Friday, like you said. That'll still be going on. And also, the Christmas parade is at 5:30, so there'll be a lot of people downtown for that. Our event is from 2 in the afternoon till 8.
Okay.
So you can come before the parade, come after the parade. Also, the Price Tower is having their Christmas tree event. Mm-hmm. I think it starts at 6:30.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, so there's other things to do, so everybody come on down and do a little Christmas shopping.
We've got a nice forecast for Saturday. Saturday during the day, mostly sunny with a high around 66 or so. Saturday evening, you might want a light jacket, but you don't have to worry about bundling up too much with an overnight low around 45, so should be good.
When do we have time to mention food?
You bet we do. Always time for food.
Yeah, so of course there'll be food vendors there too. We'll have soup, sausages, schnitzel, and American food, too, like hot dogs and hamburgers. We're going to have authentic Belgian waffles, hot sandwiches, pastries, German cookies, pies and cinnamon rolls, Christmas chocolates. So lots of good food. And then I mentioned the drinks we were going to have, too. And also, just for entering, there is an entry charge. It's $5 for adults and $3 for students. Age 7 to 20, so that's a pretty broad range.
It will be kind of a enclosed, roped-off area so that you'll know that people, you know, haven't wandered in through.
Right.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention, too, we're giving away the Green Country Christmas tickets.
Great.
So even just for entering, your entry fee will net you some tickets as well as your purchases.
Great. Of course, so we've got the big drawing coming up on that one Thursday, the 21st, here on K1. But we've been announcing daily winning numbers all along.
Right,
so
it is
a fun event. And, the more tickets you have, the better chance of hearing your number.
Yeah, so.
This is something new for the organization. How long have you been working on getting this thing ready? You've got a lot of people you've had to coordinate with.
We pretty much started right after Oktoberfest. Yeah, these things take a while to put together. And I don't know if I mentioned it was going to be, it is outside. It's in front of the OKM office now. Mm-hmm. It's on Dewey Avenue between 4th and 5th, like Oktoberfest was.
Right.
The street's going to be blocked off. And there will be two entrances, on the north and kind of the southwest side.
Okay.
So you can get in and just come in and enjoy some food and the drinks and shopping and the entertainment and snow. And there will be a big decorated tree, too. So we're going for that big festive atmosphere, just like in the old German market.
Wonderful. That's great. We can take that back to some of the older German communities, whether we're talking about actual Germany like Rothenburg or whether you're talking about Salzburg, Austria, where Mozart grew up. Either way, they're scenic. They're great. Let's do it here.
Yeah. Why not?
it's the fun of the season, and I think it's an opportunity just for your organization to continue to get your name out in front of the public one more time. Whether it's a week-long event going on in June or Oktoberfest or, in this case, Christmas time, you're there. You're providing great music and entertainment for us.
Sure, and we're really focusing on kids. We want kids to be exposed to music at an early age, and we're planning a lot more opportunities for children for education. And we've mentioned before, we've got the scholarship programs now, and just trying to get instruments in the hands of those that can't afford them and things like that, trying to keep music in everybody's hearts and minds.
I was at an event, I want to say it might have been 4 years ago, over at Central, when they were giving instruments to the kids. And I'll tell you, it was like Christmas time that time, with all those kids getting an instrument that maybe they might not have had any other way.
Right. And of course, we'll have our USO party again in March. And we'll have a couple patron parties also coming up in January.
Speaking of which, if you have done business with the festival in the past, likely you got something in the mail from them within the past couple of weeks with an invitation to become a patron.
Yes, and you can go to our website, and it describes the different levels and benefits, and you can even donate right on the website. You can maintain your own account. You don't have to call us if you don't want to. You can do it all on your own.
Although, you're always happy to call. You guys are great on the phone.
Yeah, but, you know, that those millennials.
Well, I didn't say that they, you know, but for those that choose to,
yeah,
you can. But if you want to do it all online, it is safe and secure.
It's there, yeah. It's offered, and we're more than happy to talk to you and explain the different levels. And, you know, yesterday was Giving Tuesday, so a lot of people
I'm sure a lot of people did. And, of course, so I don't know about every large and small organization, but, of course, founded by folks with money, and the often matching gifts coming down at those Giving Tuesday organization, so that's a good deal. If somebody would like to become a patron of OKM, like you mentioned, they can just go to your website, which is
okmmusic.org. If you can still go to our old website name, okmozart.com, and that will redirect you to the new website.
So either way, when type it in, you're going to arrive on the same landing page.
That's right. You can call us, 918-336-9900. Our office is 415 South Dewey here in Bartlesville.
Will you be open on Saturday while everybody else is having fun out in front of your place?
I imagine we probably will be.
I would. It makes sense to me, but sometimes the
I'm sure we'll be running in and out for something. we forgot to take
it. We could actually do a face-to-face if we remember how to do that.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun, and I hope this is a big success for you.
Well, thank you very much,
Charlie. Saturday, again, 2 to 8 o'clock. You'll take a little bit of time out from the celebrating to let the parade go by.
Yeah.
You get one of those venues that's nice. You'll be going right by you on Frank Phillips, and then you get to see it go by again about a block away when it goes by there by the community center on its way back.
Nice.
So you can see the parade twice.
Yeah, so everybody can stop and whatever they're doing and watch the parade go by.
That sounds great. Susan Albert with us this morning on OKM, and again, she is Marketing Director for this event Saturday, 2 until 8 o'clock on Dewey Avenue between 4th and 5th Streets, and I hope you have a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you can come.
We will continue. I'll be busy with the parade, but I'll try to get there before or after.
Okay.
We will continue on a second Community Connection coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
They get our kids to school safely.